Should you be creating organic content? Everyone asks this question, and the immediate answer is yes. You 100% should be creating organic content as a mobile app. And in this episode, I'm going to discuss how you should be doing it and why you should be doing it. So in this episode, I want to start off by talking about the importance of mobile app content. When it comes to scaling your mobile app, content is one of the most crucial things that you can be doing. And the reason organic content is so important to do is because it's free traffic and it doesn't really take much to actually build it out. And the reason I say this is because I've worked with dozens of apps in the past, and the common thing that I see across all the apps that are successful is that they have great organic content systems built out. What they realize is that organic content is not just a funnel, but is a way to build a brand over a long period of time. So the more you can keep making organic content over a sustained amount of time, the more likely it is your customers are going to trust you more, they'll resonate with your app more, and eventually, hopefully, you'll get more downloads from it. So those are just a few of the benefits of creating organic content. But today, we're going to talk more in detail about how you should be creating organic content and how you should be distributing it across all platforms. So to get started, I want to talk a little bit about how you should be making organic content. So when it comes to creating content, you want to make sure that you're creating something that's of value to people. Most brands get this wrong. They try to create as much promotional content as possible. And for ads, from what I've seen, it works pretty well when you're straight to the point and you talk about your product or your app in this case. But for organic content, that's not always the case. Some of the most successful apps out there create content that pertains to the other person, which means that they create content that people can enjoy and share with others. So the way that I want you to think about it the next time you're thinking about content is not about how you should promote your app, but more so about what resonates with you when you watch a video. So think about all the times that you've scrolled across a video on TikTok or Instagram and it really stood out to you. Chances are it wasn't an app promotion video. It was probably something more similar to something that pertains to a lot of people, something that's educational or entertaining, for example, or somewhere in the middle, like edutainment. Now, what this signifies is that people like to watch things that genuinely interest them. And in most cases, promotions of your app don't really interest people. And that's not because your app isn't good, but it's more so that it's too promotional and people want to scroll platforms that they enjoy just getting dopamine from. And normally in most cases, that dopamine comes from something that they really like to do. So that's what I would think about, is how can you create content that actually makes people enjoy it? And so this can be somewhere between education and entertainment. I'll let you kind of decide which side you fall on. Now, once you've thought about this, the key part is to actually start creating that content. Now, I've released a few episodes in the past talking about how to find a creator, but in most cases, if you don't have the ability or resources, then my biggest encouragement is for you as the founder to make the content yourself. Now, there will be a little bit of a learning curve here, but if you can get past it and you actually create content and it eventually becomes good, people are going to trust your brand more. And when people search up your brand on a social platform, they're going to find you. And then eventually they're going to check out your app. So it's not a direct funnel where you're directly getting people into your app, but you're building that trust and community. And eventually the goal is that they start checking out your app in return. Now that's the second thing in terms of creating content. And finally, the last part is distributing the content. You want to make sure to distribute your content across as many platforms as possible. I would start on the most hot platforms, in this case, which would be TikTok or Instagram Reels. And if you're watching this when TikTok is banned, then I would 100% be focusing on Instagram. And then I would create content on the platform, post it, eventually download it, and then post it onto as many other platforms as possible. And when it comes to organic content, short form content is key here. It's going to be probably the most helpful way to build that sustained community and brand. So focus on short form content, start on a key platform, and then repurpose that content across all platforms. Keep doing this, and eventually you will find something that sticks. Now, if you want even more detail in terms of how to think about organic content and how to build it out, I'll be releasing another episode. So if you're watching this sometime after I release this episode, you can probably find that episode where I talk about organic content strategies for creating good organic content. So that's all I got for you guys in this episode. If this was helpful, be sure to rate this podcast with your review. It would be so helpful for us. Thanks for listening.